SBS Radio.
Title is River of Language, and there's other languages have their name. My name for this is Paniwara Chilingi, which means river language in my Wadi Wadi language. And there's the Gunditjmara Pikwarong language name for this exhibition. So there's several names for this exhibition in language, but for mine, my language, it's called Paniwara Chilingi, River of Language.
It's taking a whole wing of this massive exhibition area at Melbourne Museum. Just tell us about all the work that was put in by you, co-curators, and the communities that were involved. Because as you walk in, there's a lot happening around here. So before we go into the details, tell us how much work.
Yeah, it's taken several months of work to come to this point. It's actually located within Bunjalaka Cultural Centre, and the exhibition space is Birrarung, the Birrarung Gallery, within the Melbourne Museum. But it's about celebrating the Victorian Aboriginal Corporation for Languages, VACL, 25-year anniversary of the organisation. VACL is the peak organisation for languages in Victoria. And so co-curator of the exhibition is Vicky Cousins and myself, and also the museum's the project manager is Sophie Lewenkamp. So we are the team, the project team, and there's many Melbourne Museum staff that have played huge roles in this exhibition, the curating and collaborating to create this exhibition and to enable us, the artists, to actually bring our art and our story about how we are trying to express the richness and importance of language. And so we are expressing our message through this art installation and this soundscape exhibition as well.
I saw that you don't want people to just come in as a normal exhibition. You also want them to feel and ask questions.
Definitely, we want the audience to come in and feel as though they are immersed into the... First of all, they'll get a visual. They will get a visual experience, particularly with the 44 spears at the entrance. So the 44 spears represent the 44 languages in Victoria. And so that particular installation is a welcome into the space, and it's asking the visitor to state their purpose and their intention before entering into the space. And once the audience enters into the space, they'll then be met with the sounds of our language and the visual imagery and the colours and I call it the cultural landscape of our language that is embedded within our country. And so it's the river of language. We're asking people to come in and immerse themselves and listen and learn and respect our language.
Because as you walk into this whole area, all the walls are painted with really very beautiful, vibrant colours, with local native landscapes and birds and animals and all that. What is the significance of all these landscapes and all these paintings and cultural objects all over the place? It's massive. You can't see it from where we are, but from the entrance all the way, it's more than 100 metres worth of artwork and paintings.
It is, and what it is it's the rainbow serpent that is known throughout Australia. All of our languages have our particular language name, and my people's language name for rainbow serpent is Natcha. So Natcha is the giant snake that goes underground and comes up and goes back underground all across the country. Now below the snake is the water. So all our water ancestral animals, our fish, our pelicans on the water, all our catfish. So all of our water, our wetlands, ancestral beings, and then in the sky is all of our ancestral animals in the night sky, in the celestial stars that we see our ancestral animals in the night skies. So they're very significant. So what we see in the sky reflects what we see on the ground. And throughout the snake is all of the 44 languages in Victoria, in written in texts throughout the whole snake. It's a 4-month exhibition, so it's scheduled to start from the 29th of June and extends to approximately the middle of October. But there's already talk within the museum that there's a possibility that the exhibition may extend for longer than that date. The amount of people that have helped, in terms of the general public, we've had government, we've also had museum staff, we've had volunteers, we've had children, we've had elders, we've had Aboriginal community and descendants of the language groups come in and help paint. Even prior to today, the actual launch, the actual exhibition has had a major positive reaction, and it's been a whole of community participation and involvement. sbs.com.au